Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, we have a great show. Frank Sinatra, Benny Goodman, Gene Krupa, Buddy Greco, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it will be John Pizzarelli with George Shearing. We'll have the Ralph Flanagan Orchestra, and here's a great one, June Christie and You Come a Long Way from St. Louis.
You came a long way from St. Louis. You climbed the ladder of success. I've seen the town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. Broke a lot of hearts between. I've met a gang of boomy gals who were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You got 'em dropping by the wayside, feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You've got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Yes, you've got a long, long
before you start, be careful, it's my heart.
John Pizzarelli with the George Shearing Quintet and an Irving Berlin tune. We have a couple of Irving Berlin tunes. This was from 1942. He wrote the words and the music to Be Careful, It's My Heart. It was in a film, famous one, called Holiday Inn. We had a song written by Ralph Flanagan and played by Ralph Flanagan. It was Hot Toddy, number 7 on the hit parade in 1953. And we started with a great one by June Christie called You Come a Long Way from St. Louis. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this date, this very day in 1960, that a military coup overthrew the democratic government of Turkey. On this day in 1964, Indian Prime Minister Nehru passed away. On this day in 1968, after 48 years as coach of the Chicago Bears, George Halas retired. And construction of the Walt Disney World began in Florida on this day in 1969. And George H. Willig was fined for scaling the World Center in New York on May 26th of 1977. He was fined an astounding $1.10. I wonder how they came up with that amount. Back to more music on Swing. It'll be Buddy Greco. We'll have Chris Connor. And right now, it doesn't get much better than this. Duke Ellington, and Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
Thank you. skies look great to me, and trouble begins to brew. Whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries, nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through. Whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you. On your smile, so sweet, so tender. When at first your kiss I decline, on the light in your eyes when I surrender. And once again our arms intertwine. That even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. So when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you.
Talks, and her hair is a kind of world to my mind. She's my kind of girl. She's wise like an angel's wise, with eyes like an angel's eyes. And her smile is a kind of pearl, yeah, to my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face that knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, I know she's sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks, she even cooks like an angel cooks, oh yeah. And her hair is a kind of curl, yeah, to my mind, she's my kind of girl. Yep, ho! Pretty little face, face that knocks me off of my feet. Pretty little feet, I'm hip, she's sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks, she even cooks ravioli like an angel cooks. What else? And her hair is a kind of curl, yeah, to my mind, she's my kind of joy. In my mind, I'm her a kind of boy. Oh yeah.
Put out the lights and call the law.
Buddy Greco, and a great song from 1961 called My Kind of Girl. We heard from Chris Connor from her CD called At the Village Gate. And this was a Cole Porter tune. He wrote the words and the music to it back in 1939. It was I Concentrate on You. This was featured in, there were a series of films during the 1930s up to 1940 called The Broadway Melody of 1932, 33, and so forth. This was from the one called The Broadway Melody of 1940. And this particular recording was recorded in 1963, featured Mundell Lowe on guitar. We heard, of course, from the wonderful Duke Ellington from 1942 and Don't Get Around Much Anymore. What happened on this day in history? In Charlottesville, Virginia, Christopher Reeve, who was featured in so many Superman films, was paralyzed in 1995 after being thrown from his horse during a jumping event. In 1988, on this day, the U.S. Senate ratified the INF Treaty. This INF pact was the first arms control agreement since the 1972 Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, better known as SALT I, to receive Senate approval. Mel Fisher recovered a jar in 1986 on this day that contained 2,300 emeralds, can you believe it, from a Spanish galleon that sank in the 17th century. And on this day in 1985 in Beijing, representatives of Britain and China exchanged instruments of ratification on the pact, returning Hong Kong to the Chinese in 1997, and it did happen as it was signed. That is, it happened in 1997, and it's been a pretty good exchange since then. Okay, let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we're going to be looking at Frank Sinatra, Benny Goodman, and here's Gene Krupa with Anita O'Day and Drummond Man.
Sitting on that stool, he's a cowhide, a kicking fool. Swing it, Mr. G. Mm-hmm.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet just as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gotta be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates might have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips that I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out just as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gonna give. Fight, fight, fight it with all of your might. Chances are that some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out just as sure as we live. Some gotta give, some gotta give, some gotta give. Some gotta give, some gotta give. Oh, let's tear it up.
Frank Sinatra, backed up so well by Billy May's orchestra, and a song written by Johnny Mercer. He wrote the words and the music to it back in 1955. It was Something's Gotta Give from a film called Daddy Long Legs. Before that, it was Benny Goodman and a great Oscar Hammerstein and Sigmund Romberg tune from 1935 called When I Grow Too Old to Dream. And we started with Gene Krupa, with Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Anita O'Day on vocal, and Drummin' Man. This written back in 1939 by Gene Krupa and Tiny Parnum. And at that time, it was the female vocalist was Irene Day. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Billie Holiday. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have a lot more good stuff coming up. In the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. We'll have Andy Kirk, and right now it's Billie Holiday and Moonlight in Vermont.
Stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see fingers wave, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the love. never met a lark. Moonlight in Vermont.
Thank you.
Your green eyes were their soft lights. Your eyes that promise sweet nights bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes make my dreams come true.
Dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, I love you.
Love me, my pet brunette, love me. But will they ever want me? Green eyes, hey, love me, green eyes.
Take me, green eyes, I love you.
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, and a song from England from 1931 called Green Eyes. Most popular version of this, the one you probably remember, is the one with Jimmy Dorsey in 1941 featuring Helen O'Connell with the vocal. We heard from Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, and a song recorded in 1957 called Little Joe from Chicago. And we heard from Billie Holiday. From 1945, it was Moonlight in Vermont. That same year, Billy Butterfield had a big hit with this song. 1954, Margaret Whiting recorded it and got it on the hit parade. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1977, for those of us here in Cincinnati, a very sad day. 165 people were killed when fire raced through the Beverly Hills Supper Club in Southgate, Kentucky. To blame for the tragedy was aluminum wiring that overheated, causing the fire. There was no emergency sprinkler system, inadequate exits, improper construction materials, and smoke and a mixture of gases that killed many of those who were not hurt by the fire. On this week in 1957, National League club owners voted to allow the Brooklyn Dodgers to move to sunny Los Angeles. And they also said that the New York Giants baseball team could move to San Francisco, and that they did. And on this day in 1937, ceremonies marking the opening of the Golden Gate Bridge were held in San Francisco. The bridge had been called one of the greatest engineering marvels in the world. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we'll have Fletcher Henderson. Here, we'll hear Paul Anka. And right now, it's Doris Day, and I Got the Sun in the Morning. Thank you.
lucky girl. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
How it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again. I find it hard to write the next line. I want the truth to be said. I know this much is true. Know this much is true. With a thrill in my head and a pill on my tongue, dissolving the nerves that just begun, listening to Ella from my hands, sands of time of its own. I find it hard to write the next line. I want the truth to be known. I know this much. I know this much is true. It's true. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again, finding it hard to write the next line. I want the truth to be said. I know this much is true. I know this much is true.
That's Paul Anka and a song written in 1983 by Gary Kemp called True, and features the great John Clayton Orchestra. We also heard from Doris Day, a great Irving Berlin tune from 1946 called I Got the Sun in the Morning. This was from Annie Get Your Gun. I had also planned to play Fletcher Henderson, but we're running out of time, and we'll feature Fletcher Henderson next week. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this date in 1907 that bubonic plague broke out in San Francisco. On this date in 1929, Colonel Charles Lindbergh and Anne Spencer Morrow were married. U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt proclaimed an unlimited national emergency amid rising world tensions on this day in 1941. Also in 1941, on this day, the German battleship Bismarck was sunk by British naval and air forces. And way back in 1668, on this day, three colonists were expelled from Massachusetts for being Baptists. How about that? Well, we have time for a couple more. Right now, it's Julie London and her rendition of Blue Moon.
Saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Thank you.
Well, sorry to break in, but we are running out of time. This is Glenn Gray and his wonderful orchestra and a Larry Wagner tune, famous one called No Name Jive. And we heard from Julie London, a Rodgers and Hart tune from 1934. It was Blue Moon. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for tuning in tonight to listen to us. Hope you'll come back and join us again next Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.